And bottom of the hour, time for School Talk. School Talk this morning, we're going to talk about health and fitness. And my guest this morning is PE and health teacher at Harrison Elementary School. 10 years in the district. And works with the grades K through 5, my guest this morning. And we welcome to our program, Brianna Fuller. Brianna, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here this morning. Health and PE, is that a... It would seem like that would be a natural combination.
Yes, I think so.
But it isn't always the case. So no. You actually teach a health course?
I do, yep. Mm-hmm. So I see the kids once a week, 30 minutes for just health. So,
at that level, what do you teach?
So we teach fitness and safety and nutrition. And I actually did, for the first time this year, internet safety, since we had so much online school. That it was something that we focused on at the beginning of the year. So just kind of all the ways to keep us healthy.
My first thought is, how's that connected to health? And I'm going, well, okay, I can kind of see it. But how is internet safety connected to health?
Well, I would say more for like our mental health, our well-being, knowing how to be safe.
Too.
Yep, and what's okay and what's not okay. I mean, there's just so much out there that they need to know how to use it appropriately.
Do a lot of it use it inappropriately?
I hope not, but...
Well, we seem to be stuck on it.
Right.
And you know, having school a year ago entirely on the internet probably amplified that.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. So do you give the students like some guidelines and rules on use of the internet?
Yeah. There's actually a whole program out there... Google put out that kind of, they had games that they could play with it, but it talked about, you know, saying nice things, you know, not being a bully online, because that happens a lot, and how to search things safely, always asking your parents to make sure where you're going is appropriate and okay, because even one letter typed in the wrong way can take you to a website that's could be not okay.
All right. Maybe you want to do that class for adults, too.
Maybe.
Say nice things online.
You're right.
Exactly.
Right.
All right. You have a program called Health Moves Minds. Tell us about that.
All right, yeah. So it's a social and emotional learning program. So in school, we're teaching the kids how to be more kind and a little bit about how to take care of their mind and their emotions. A lot of times we find that kids don't know how to react to situations or why they're feeling the way they're feeling. So this program kind of brings that out, teaching the kids, you know, if I'm feeling upset, stop and take a mindful minute. So take that breath and deep breathe and focus on why am I feeling this way? Let's calm down. And working together and how to treat others. I mean, kindness is something that I think we all need to work on. And this program just helps bring that out. So we teach those lessons in school. And then on top of it, since it's a service learning program, we do a fundraiser. And it's a little bit different than we've ever done before. It kind of replaced Jump Rope for Heart that no longer exists. The American Heart Association has a Kids Heart Challenge now that they do. And this focuses more just on PE and health. So part of the funds will go back to Shape America, which is the national PE and health organization, for there to do advocacy and make sure that PE and health are something that's in schools, because unfortunately it's something that's always cut a lot when they're talking budgets. And then the 50% comes back to our school. And you can choose to do a charity, and this year with everything with education, we chose our PTO so that I can help out the teachers a little bit more with their funds and things. So it's only been around for about 3 years, but I've been in it since the pilot, and it's near and dear to my heart. I think it's a program on its own, and I'd like to get the word out there because it's not known very well yet, but
no,
I hope
not.
It to be.
You call it a service
learning program.
And what does that mean?
So they're learning to, you know, ask people in a way to help donate that will better them, and they're in a way serving others, I guess, because we're raising the money for our funds to help our teachers and to benefit that way. I would say that even like Jump Rope for Heart was a service learning program because it was teaching kids how to donate money and raise things for a good cause.
Okay. How does this program raise funds?
So basically, we just ask for donations for our school. I told the kids, you know, go home and ask your family and friends to if they would like to donate to help our teachers get some much needed things for their classroom, as well as some PE equipment for our school, since everything is so expensive. And I let the kids go through our big Gopher magazine, and they get to pick out their wish list. And then we go through, and whatever we raise, then they get to pick those out. And I find that it helps them want to be more involved in PE and what we're learning. So that's a good thing.
Is it a school-wide thing?
For us, yes, it is. Yep.
So mm-hmm. You're dealing with all those grades?
Yes. Yep. So K-5. Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of kids to get involved in a buying decision.
Right.
How do you do that? I mean, it would seem to me a kindergarten student would have a different wish list than a fifth grader.
Right. So I kind of give them guidelines, because, of course, they always want the really expensive, you know, oh, look, this $5,000 climbing wall. And yeah. I have to explain to them we have to raise that much money in order to get that.
We always want that, don't we?
Right. And then there's the other ones that I just want a ball. I just want a basketball, or, you know, yeah. So it's kind of interesting. But they love it. So I'm excited for that.
What are the kids doing inside the program itself, the Health Moves Minds?
So
is there an activity there?
So there's actually four lessons that come along with it, and we did them early in the year, but they learn a mindful minute. So we practice being still and quiet for an entire minute.
That's a long time.
For a kindergartner, we start with 20 seconds and work our way up.
It's a long time for an adult.
That's true. And in fact, part of their job when we're doing the lessons is to take it home to teach their parents, because, you know, even as adults, we need, okay, I need time to cool down for a minute sometimes, or just take a breath, because we all feel the anxiety and those kinds of things.
And the first thought is, that's not going to work. And the second thought is, a minute's a long time if you're just going to be mindful and kind of reflect and sit there for a whole minute.
It can be a long time.
I mean, we have a moment of silence at some events, uh-huh. And they're not even close to a minute, and some of them seem like they're a long time.
Mm-hmm. And there's some kids that can't do it, but they're still getting the process of, I need to step back and think about how I'm feeling before I react to something, because we're all guilty of reacting before we've actually thought about our actions. So just trying to teach them that, you know, it's okay to be upset, that it's okay to feel all the emotions. You know, we all of us are angry sometimes, or sad or mad or scared or happy, excited, and just how to kind of deal with all of that.
All right. So that's number one. Yep. You said there were four.
Right. So they kind of, so teamwork is one of them. There's an activity where I put them into groups, and they have, and this is for the older kids, so like 3, 4, 5, they have a scooter, a jump rope, and four like little poly spots that you can put on the floor, and they have to get from point A to point B, staying on all of the equipment and figuring out how to work. So that teamwork, how to treat each other when you're in a working in a group setting, which is really hard for kids. I mean, they're all me, and so we learn how to do that. We've talked about
that sounded complicated. I'm trying to, how would I do that? I'm not sure I'm getting a visual on how to do that.
They actually did a really good job
did
of it.
They?
Yep. There's usually one group that'll figure it out right away, and then the others that are like, oh, that's how you do it.
I'll bet it's fun for you to watch that.
It is fun. I like seeing their brains get it figured out, and then they're like, oh, we got this. So, yeah.
Okay, that's two.
Yep. I'm trying to think now, because it's okay. Been a while.
It was early in the year.
Oh, we go over scenarios on whether something is kind and respectful or not. So, like, Susie left the classroom without asking. Is that respectful? Or somebody was walking down the hall and you smiled and said hi to them, like those kinds of things.
So a definition of what is nice, what is respectful.
Right, yep. So they learn the definition, or at least what the program talks about, being kind, and also about what being respectful and respectful listening looks like, because that's important for kids to learn.
All right. So when did you start the fundraising portion of it?
We actually kicked off on April 1st. And we've been going, we do some fun incentives within the school. So like if the kids raise $50, they get to pie a teacher in the face. And that's a huge hit, obviously.
A huge hit. That's a great incentive.
Yep. So we have a bunch of teachers that volunteer to do that.
You did?
I usually do, yeah. Our principal, Mr. Lake, he's always up for it. So the kids are always excited about that one.
Okay.
We are actually going to be celebrating our event on April 27th at Harrison at 6 o'clock. We're going to do a family fun run. We're really excited for that because we haven't had any events for families this year. We usually do, you know, parent nights where they can come in and watch a movie or things like that. But with COVID, we haven't been able to. So we're really excited for that. I'm going to set up a little course where they can come and do different stations. So we'll have the mindful minute for the parents to try. We'll do some deep breathing. We'll have some, a partner shoe tie where each person gets a shoelace and they have to tie the shoe only using one hand from each person and things like that.
That even sounds complicated.
It does.
Wow. It takes two hands, but I only get to use one of mine.
Yep.
Have you done that?
I have not done it, but the kids did it. And they actually, I thought it would be hard as I was watching them, and most of them figured it out.
Did they really?
Yeah.
All right. That sounds impressive to me.
Right.
It sounds to me like you've had to get a lot of buy-in at the school.
Yes, I have, and it's taken a little bit of time, and we're still working on it. You know, we used to raise $6,000 for Jump Rope for Heart. And I think I've had a lot of support from this from in the school, but it's just not well known through the community yet. And my hope is that I'll get the other schools on board in town and we can make it a big event.
Well, I was going to ask you, do you work primarily at Harrison?
Yep, I'm just at Harrison.
So this program is not necessarily in any other grade school in the district?
Not this year. We actually had all of the elementary schools and the high school signed up last year to do an event, and then COVID hit and schools closed. And this year I couldn't get the buy-in just because of the way the school year was.
Well, it was hard to make many plans.
It was, yep.
Except for how do we stay in school? That was about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that worked.
Yep, it did. Yep. So I totally understand, and we're getting it out there. There's a few schools in Rock Springs that have done it and completed events, so...
All right. And the name again is?
Health Moves Minds.
Health Moves Minds.
Yep.
So you want us to kind of remember that. You want to get that name out there.
I do. Yep.
Health Moves Minds. Mm-hmm. All right. Very good. Do you have a feel for how the fundraising is going? I mean, you're into this 21 days now.
Yeah. So I have a few people that have donated online, and then I had a bunch that asked for envelopes to take home to ask for money. And we keep talking about the pie in the face, and I've had several students say, I've raised my $50. So I think it's going pretty good. We'll see at the end here.
In other words, we're not counting until we get to the end.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. When is the end?
I think we're going to wrap everything up that first week of May. I think the Friday is the 7th, maybe, May 7th?
I'm going to say Friday is the 5th.
Okay, there you go. I was like somewhere in there.
I'm guessing. I can look
Yeah.
real quick. But I know Saturday's the 1st, so yeah, Friday is the 7th.
Okay, yeah. Dude. So we'll have our fun
Saturday's
event.
Friday's the 7th.
Yeah, so we'll do our event, and I do invite anybody that wants to come. It's not just for Harrison. I think it'll be a fun little event to come and enjoy. Hopefully the weather holds out for
All
us, right?
And your family event is when?
April 27th at 6 p.m.
Okay, very good. Well, it sounds to me like it's got you busy way outside regular school hours.
Yeah, I'm just thinking today I got to start doing some more stuff for that. So.
And Brianna told me when she came in this morning, she's also the mother of four. You must have a tremendous knack for balancing.
Well, I think so. Try. Some days are crazy.
That's part of it, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for joining us this
Thank
morning.
Thank you for having me.
Brianna Fuller, she is with the Harrison Elementary School in PE and Health, working with a Health Moves Minds fundraiser, working with the students K through 5, my guest this morning on today's edition of School Talk.